it's hit hundreds of Hamas targets and killed dozens of Hamas fighters over the past few days. The collateral damage appears to include civilians in Gaza. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
CBS News producer Marwan Al-Ghul drove through what's left of the northern part of Gaza City.
Suddenly, massive airstrike hit this house. I can see the bodies of a woman here. A little boy is here, and others are looking for more deaths and more victims.
Ambulances rush to rescue the critically injured.
Flyers arriving in Russia's mostly Muslim Dagestan region from Israel, been greeted by an angry mob that broke through security and surrounded their plane. CBS's Ian Lee in Tel Aviv.
We're hearing at least 10 people were injured, including two who are in critical condition. Also, we heard from the head of the Dagestan region saying that these people will not be forgiven for this attack, telling people that they should just go home and not be a part of this sort of violence.
Tampa police have arrested the man they say shot and killed a 14-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man during a gunfight that left 16 others wounded early yesterday. The victims of Maine's mass shooting have been remembered in a candlelight vigil. Here's CBS's Chanel Call.
The bishop sharing a letter from Pope Francis.
Who wants each of you to know that he is with you in this moment of grief and sadness.
Before the names of the 18 victims were read aloud. In a tribute to Maine's deaf community killed in the massacre, the crowd raised their hands.
This is a very special sign.
To say I love you in sign language.
Opening statements will be heard this morning in a Colorado lawsuit aimed at keeping former President Trump off the ballot for the state's Republican primary. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
There's some pressure on Colorado of moving quickly on this issue because they have a hard deadline of January 5th for actually printing up the ballots for their March 5th primary ballot, which is why the court is hearing the lawsuit now.
Carjacking seems like an epidemic in Washington, D.C., with well over 800 of them this year. The latest has cost a teenager his life.
Police say it happened late Saturday night. An armed security guard was driving to work when he was approached by a group of young people who he says tried to carjack him. The Washington Post reports the man told police he saw what looked like someone reaching for a weapon. That's when he fired, hitting a 13-year-old boy who later died at the hospital. The guard is cooperating with police. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan both say they'd back a continuing resolution to keep the government open and funded through April. Lawmakers are racing to avoid another government shutdown by November 17th. Both lawmakers were guests on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee yesterday. The U.S. House returns to work this week after electing new Speaker Mike Johnson. A state task force is looking at ways to use artificial intelligence to help Wisconsin workers and businesses. Officials with the State Workforce Development Agency and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation share their insights with the governor's AI task force today. Governor Evers says he wants the group to come up with recommendations for the short term and the long run. This is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices across the state fell 9.6 cents in the last week. The average price in Wisconsin is $3.17 today. This is 28 cents lower than a month ago and over 36 cents lower than this time last year. This is the sixth straight week that average gas prices have fallen. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says there could be a further drop of 10 to 20 cents in the national average in the weeks ahead. However, the war in the Middle East has the potential to disrupt a decline in prices. Halloween is tomorrow. Don't forget that the McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids has family fun trick-or-treating from 4 to 7:30 at the library. They're handing out candy and prizes at the librarian desks. You can have fun posing with all your friends and family for pictures at the photo booth in the all-purpose room. Make Halloween memories at McMillan Memorial Library and have a happy and safe Halloween. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Badgers lose to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers kept it close Saturday night at Camp Randall Stadium before losing to the Buckeyes 24-10. Last year, Wisconsin lost to Ohio State 52-21, head coach Luke Fickell.
Because of last year, because of some of those things that can creep into your head mentally about what has happened in the past, I thought it was really important for us to come out and play well, especially in the first quarter, and following a plan and doing that and getting into the fourth quarter, and then fourth quarter comes and we can't execute.
Badgers running back Braylon Allen left the game at halftime and was spotted wearing a walking boot on his left foot. NFL, the Packers lost to the Vikings 24-10. Green Bay's offense making several mental mistakes. Because the Packers offense is such a young team, is that any excuse for losing four in a row? Linebacker Preston Smith.
I'm not an enabler, so I don't believe in, you know, the age thing. We all been playing football for a long time. I just feel like, you know, youth is an excuse, and I feel like we just got to go out there and execute.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we're joined today by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombla. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Paul, how was your weekend?
Pretty good. How about yours over there?
Went fast.
A little chilly, but
a little chilly, yes, indeed. Exactly. Not going to be warming up anytime soon, is it, Paul?
Yeah, no big thaws to see this week, but a little moderation with those temps by the tail end of the week, at least. Still some cold days ahead here in the next few, especially, and also some snow showers looking to move into the area as we get into late tonight into Tuesday. Scattered snow showers also expected to be impacting us. Otherwise, today with sunny to partly cloudy skies, about mid 30s for highs. West wind 10 to 15. Mid 20s tonight. Snow showers move in late with cloudy skies. Otherwise, snow showers first part of Tuesday. And then some highs in the mid-30s, northwest winds 10 to 20. Partly cloudy Tuesday night, upper teens, and then upper 30s on Wednesday with a partial sun and some clouds. Still warming up a little bit more each day through the end of the week. Lower 40s, partly sunny skies Thursday. Mid-40s by Friday, maybe a couple of rain shower chances by Friday and the weekend. Those highs still climb up well in the 40s for the weekend. In the meantime, though, still cold and a little snowy as we get to late tonight into the first part of our Halloween coming up here tomorrow.
Paul, I apologize.
It's about right.
Yeah, it is very accurate, as it always is from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, the best in the business. But I apologize, Paul. I cut your mic as soon as you started with the snow talk. I don't mean to waste your time, sir, but we're actually playing music right now. We're not even on the air. We're not even.
I don't know. The next weekend temps being in the 40s, I say we keep Paul.
Don't cut Paul's mic.
We'll keep Paul.
We'll keep him.
Yeah, we got that going for us. But yeah,
appreciate you, Paul. Appreciate you. Yeah, you have a great
welcome.
Start to your day, sir. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. You guys too.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business, right there. Our good friend Paul Trombla, the Weather Eye Weather Center, joins us Monday through Friday, right in this time slot every day. Looking forward to talking to him tomorrow. Melissa, looking forward to talking with you, hanging out with you this morning. We got some fun things to get into. We do have to talk about it being National Candy Corn Day. We've got some stats to go along with that.
Yay, candy corn. It's almost as good as talking about sports.
Melissa will be our guest on Playmakers today. We will talk about haunted wine. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Something you there that some people are suggesting you should be washing your hair with that I'm not sold on yet. Well, you and I will discuss that, Melissa.
Okay.
That kind of stuff's coming up for us in the next couple of hours. Of course,
I've washed my hair with some unconventional things, so I'm curious.
Have you? Okay. I'm curious too. I'm looking forward to that one. We will also, of course, in just a little bit, get into Misty's menu birthday and anniversary club. That is right around the corner. And it's a
happy
Monday.
Happy birthday.
You know what happens on Mondays in the 9 o'clock hour. We got the kitchens open.
Kitchen's open.
Looking forward
Tell
to that.
Me something good.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one. 9 o'clock hour. I'll also have a little bit of entertainment news in there. We will have some other stories like I wanted to touch on the professions most likely to cheat at work. Some surprising answers on that one. Some interesting okay. answers on that one. We'll get into that, too. Looking forward to it. Plenty to go to. But, Melissa, I wanted to start our show right here. And going to take it in an interesting angle, I think. So, got a headline over the weekend. Deer crashes through window into crowded Wisconsin restaurant.
Oh, no.
Different meaning to lunch rush. Very different meaning.
Yeah.
A Wisconsin restaurant.
I keep seeing these headlines. It's crazy.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Hang
Let's
on to
hear
that.
About this one.
Hang on to that, that what you're saying right there, because you're not alone on that. Wisconsin restaurant turned into a lunch stampede when a deer crashed through a window and wandered through the seating area and kitchen. Security camera footage from the Noodles & Company eatery in Beloit shows the packed restaurant erupting into chaos when the buck breaks in through a window.
Yeah, and it was a buck with, you know, a full rack of horns, too.
Yeah, that is no small buck right there. Customers scrambled for safety as the deer wanders from seating area into the kitchen before leaving out the back door. The restaurant turned the unexpected visit into a marketing opportunity, offering two buck mac and cheese in honor of the deer diner.
You know, good on the marketing department there. They jumped on that one pretty quick. It was a good idea.
Big tip of the hat to Noodles & Company's marketing team over there in Beloit. Yes, well done. Very, very well done by them. That's a good story of the day. I learned something today. I had no idea that deer liked noodles. I didn't know.
As much as you like noodles, James, I'm surprised you don't think everybody likes them, including deer.
I'm a little surprised by that, too. I'm a little. this got me thinking because you touched on this already, Melissa. Again, you're spending too much time with me. I'm so sorry. when it comes to these animals breaking into restaurants or buildings or the mall or a gas station, this has been happening for years now. And it's been happening a lot here in this state, in Wisconsin. Certainly happens throughout the whole country, but we see it more here in Wisconsin than any other state. In fact, from what I could tell statistically, this happens more in Wisconsin than it does in any other state.
Really?
I'm just wondering, what about us? I mean, we've got this brand new building. We've been here for over a year or so, and we have had no animals try to break into our building, Melissa. I'm starting to take it personal. I'm starting to wonder, is it something I'm doing? Is it something we could be doing? Are we supposed to be putting food out for them? I'm trying to learn here. What are we doing wrong?
Well, you know, I think we might be doing something right. I think if you ask generally businesses, they really don't particularly want a deer to just bust through a window. I mean, we do have impressive windows on the front of our building. But
these are strong points by you. I feel like I got to secede to you what you're saying. I feel like you're right about this one.
Maybe it's just the reflection of the sun off the river to the, you know, I don't know.
I just don't want to be
it's
giving
the eagles. The eagles are warning them away.
Yes, maybe that's it. We say good morning to our beautiful eagles that fly by every morning around here. As long as it's not personal. As long as it's not like, well, I was going to break into there, but I saw that James guy. And I don't know about him. So I don't want to give him the wrong impression. We're a welcoming station. We welcome all here and everything.
Well, yes. We'll welcome everybody. But, you know, just knock and we'll open the door.
Say tomorrow morning, you, Seth, and I are doing the show together. Is it any animal or is it a certain type of animal? If it broke into the building, it would freak you out. Because I don't know, like, you know, deer, that might, but we've done so many stories, and I've literally watched every one of these videos multiple times. I don't know how much it would startle me. I'm not saying it wouldn't say, oh, a deer. Like, it would shock me, I'm certainly. But I don't know how much. Now, like, certain other animals, because I haven't seen them, like, you know, I want to see a duck do this. I want to see, we got a lot of geese around here. I want to see some geese come walking in.
Have you ever been chased by a goose?
No, but I've talked to some people that have, and they don't take that
lightly. They are mean, and they bite.
I have gotten chased by chickens.
I don't think that you would like it much.
Yeah, I have gotten chased by chickens.
Okay, but geese are quite a bit bigger than chickens.
Yeah.
Just saying.
The thing about chickens that I didn't, I'm out there, and there's like 20, 30 of them, and they start coming by me. And I'm like, oh, cool, chickens. And then they literally like surround me. Like they got mm-hmm. me cornered. I'm like, chickens, and they start getting closer and closer. And I'm like, wait a minute, these guys ain't messing around.
It's like those mini little dinosaur chickens on Jurassic Park.
I was on a
remember
I was,
that scene?
Yes, the little raptors. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I was on top of a picnic table for like 10 minutes waiting for these darn chickens to get away from me.
You know they fly, right, James?
Yeah, nobody told me that. Didn't know that. I also like the choice of restaurant by this deer going into a noodles and company. You don't see that very often. I like that they went into a noodles company.
There's vegetarian options there, and as far as I know, deer are pretty much vegetarians.
I don't know, Melissa. Do you think, and call up if you got thoughts on this one, everybody. 715-424-2600. Feel free to join any of the conversations we have around here. Phone lines are always open. Do animals name themselves? We name each other. We name our kids. We're all named and everything. But do animals have names? Or is it just that so-and-so? You know, I don't know. It made me curious about this one because we, of course, got into the naming thing around here as we named our chicken.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. So first, before we dive into that, Melissa, do you think animals have names for each other? Do you think that they have a Fred?
I think they have identities to each other. I think that they know, you know, because animals are friendly with some and not with others. So I think they definitely, you know who each other are. Whether or not they name each other, I mean, as far as, you know, my fantastical imaginings, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course they have names.
Right, right.
And they're inventive names. They're not like Kevin.
Right. They're very, very, like, Ezekiel.
Which is what my boyfriend wants to name the cat we're getting.
That's more on that later. Because we got to come back to that one. There's too much to unpack on that one. I'm with you. I choose to believe. I like the idea of them naming each other. I also like the idea of every animal is like that person that can never remember names, but they try. Hey, this guy. Oh, look at this guy. Oh, look at the guy with the horns over here. How you doing, guy?
Hey,
with
it's
horns?
So great to see you. you are my favorite person.
I look forward to seeing you all the time. You, yeah, this guy right over here, everybody. Nobody knows anybody's names in the animal kingdom. Like everybody is just doing that. We do want to thank everybody for helping us name our WIRI chicken. That is where I'm going with all this.
Because we've named the chicken and we know what it is, but you can't find out till tomorrow.
Yep. In less than 24 hours, you guys will know the name of our WIRI chicken. Big thank you to everybody that voted on this, had fun with it, and certainly that got us these names. When it comes to naming our chicken tomorrow, we're not just naming our chicken, we're naming our winners.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And honestly, I was a little surprised by the name that won.
Me too. I was a little bit too. But I think it's a great name. I'm very happy with it.
Oh, yeah. They're all great. I'm excited for our winners.
Yeah, I think our winners are going to like it. I know our listeners are going to like the name. We're looking forward to giving that to you tomorrow on our Halloween edition of the morning shows. Looking forward to that. Be sure to keep an eye on and bookmark wiscountry.com/chicken, or wiscountry.com, I should say, because we're going to be having more and more fun things going on over there. And again, a big thank you to Rebecca, to Jorge, to Brady, to everybody that worked behind the scenes on this. We appreciate all of them.
So you do have your chicken costume ready, right? Because that's what we're dressing up for tomorrow?
Yeah.
I thought we agreed on this, James.
Googling chicken costumes.
Come on.
I'm gonna do that during the break. I got to cover during the break.
Sure. Yeah. You have to just wait till the last minute.
We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
I'm tar and feather you tomorrow.
Yeah, in the morning show. It'd be a costume. Here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's a beautiful day at Misty's Menu, where the food is homemade and the people are friendly. The kind of place where the waitress knows your name and always greets you with a smile. The coffee is hot, the pancakes are fluffy, and the pies are homemade with love. It's not just the food, but the people who make and serve it that make Misty's Menu special. It's the kind of food that brings back memories of Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the warmth and charm of a small-town cafe. They'll be waiting for you. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 34 today, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight, snow likely, 24. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 6 days a week, at 9041 Stairway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm. They're open today.
Mm-hmm. Now, you may have heard me say 6 days a week instead of seven. That is because, for the time being, Brian is going to be held up thanks to some back surgery that he had, arm and back surgery that he had.
Yeah.
So Misty's will be closed on Wednesdays until further notice. Keep that in mind, everybody. Make plans accordingly and get there while you can. They're open right now, Monday and Tuesday. Be back on Thursday.
Yes, indeed.
We take a look at our list here for to start off our week, Melissa. We got a good one. We got two great names on the list today. Give me a one or a two.
I'll go with two.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. We can get right to the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Kevin Goss.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Kevin, an old high school a friend of mine. Great guy. Great human being. Local. We wish you a great day, Kev.
Yes. Enjoy your birthday.
And we wish a very happy birthday to a name and a voice that is incredibly attached to this radio station, our good friend, Dave Mueller.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Dave, not technically part of things here at WFHR anymore. He was a longtime sportscaster for us. Him and Randy kind of tag team local sports in this area for, I want to say, over a decade, if not, I'm pretty sure longer than that. I may have that wrong. I apologize if I do. But I know that I got to work with Dave in the booth a couple times, and some of the best times I've ever had in radio. I love working with Dave. We appreciate Dave and all the work that he put into this to this community, to our station, and covering local sports, local high school sports, and getting it on the radio.
Nice. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, good guy, Dave. And you're a qualifier, because he's not technically here anymore, so he can qualify.
He can qualify.
There ain't any advantages, you know, there to not being not having Dave a part of the team, but that's good for Dave. That's cool.
Yes.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Ashley Graham is 36. Sports Illustrated cover issue of 2018 model has made a lot of hayway because they call her a plus-size model. I just think of her as a model, but yes, she is a plus-size model technically. And just a really good, like a really interesting human being, it seems like.
I have to look her up because I don't know who she is.
She's gorgeous.
And I keep spelling her name wrong. Mm. Okay, plus size model. Okay, so she's normal sized.
Exactly, Melissa.
Got
yes,
it.
I was trying to pay respect to her because everybody, anything you look her up, it says plus size model, and then I look at her and she looks normal. Like, she looks like a normal, beautiful human being. Like, I mean, she does not look quite a... I don't know. I don't know what they're doing anymore with these things. People are people. I admire a lot of the way she has put herself out there and taken a lot of heat for being a, quote, plus-size model when she looks like a normal human being. I don't know. I don't know. We have a 42nd birthday to an old castmate of mine, Fiona Dorf.
Fiona Dorf.
Great actor. Great actor. She's in the Chucky TV series, plus the movies, Curse of Chucky and all those. She's got a good career going, and I worked with her on a while back on a movie, and couldn't have been sweeter, nicer, wonderful actor. Also, a little freaky, how like one of those actors that you're talking to him, and we're goofing around and laughing, and we're sharing stories about our pasts and everything. And 2 seconds later, when the director says, you know, action, just flips a switch and completely different person. Like, freaked me out. It was awesome.
So, she's been in a lot of horror movies.
Yeah, she's done a lot.
And if you look at pictures of her, she definitely has that crazy person look down very well.
Yeah, those eyes. She has got some amazing eyes. I think she's got some wonderful eyes. And especially on social media and stuff, I think she can come across a little edgy, a little dark. Don't let it fool you, man. She's a New Yorker, but she's a sweetheart. she was in a great show, a great forgotten show, Dirk Gently's Holistic Medicine Society or something like that.
Holistic Detective Agency?
Yes. It's based on an old Don Adams book. A fantastic show that was on the BBC. She was really, really good on that show. Let's see here. Some people, some more names. We've got Nia Long is 53 today. Lisa on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She was Shay on NCIS Los Angeles. Good actor. Kevin Pollak is 66. Amazing character actor. Fantastic actor. Really good.
Another Kevin.
Another Kevin on here. Yeah. Let's see. Harry Hamlin is 72. L.A. Law, he was in Clash of the Titans. He defeated the Kraken in Clash of the Titans. I mean, at one point in this country, the coolest person in the country, Henry Winkler, is 78 today.
Henry Winkler.
A very happy birthday to the Fonz. Fonzie on the Happy Days, of course.
Oh, yes.
And for me, top 10 most interesting arcs to an actor's career ever. Fonzie at one point is the coolest, guy in the country and in TV especially and all that. And, you know, Henry Winkler kind of gets typecast for this, kind of goes away for a while. When he comes back, in major part, it's because Adam Sandler starts casting him in these silly kind of comedy roles. And then he starts doing a great character on Arrested Development and some other shows. And Henry Winkler is now one of our favorite comedic actors. And turned into this wonderful, wonderful, like, he's associated so much with laughter and comedy now. Mm-hmm. It's interesting the arc his career has taken.
But he was also in Holes and Scream in 96. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Yep, yeah. I mean, just, I love, love, love Henry Winkler. I wouldn't say this about many things, but I would encourage people actually to have a social media account just so that you can follow Henry Winkler. Just even if that's the only guy. Yesterday, I think it was, he posted a thing of him fishing, and it's just him fishing out on the lake. It's nothing big, but it just makes you smile. It's just like Andrew Winkler's out there fishing this morning. That's great. good one right there. And we wrap up with Grace Slick, 84 years old today, for former Jefferson Airplane and for Starship singer Grace Slick. One of the definitions of rock star. Like, in every definition of that word, too. Grace Slick has done it all, seen it all. Like her or not, she has, earned quite the life, quite the reputation. And not for nothing, can't talk today. She is one of ours. She's a Wisconsinite, or an Illinois person. She's a Midwesterner.
Oh, nice. Mm. And retired now and as a painter.
Yes, and very good painter, by the way. Yeah, very, very good at what she does. So that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. But one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Kevin Gass.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
And a happy birthday to Dave Mueller, our former colleague around here. Dave, we appreciate you, and you're a qualifier today.
Congratulations, Dave.
Mm-hmm. We encourage everybody to get out there and go celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 6 days a week, darn it. 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Time for Melissa's News, or State News, I'm sorry, State News, then Melissa's News, on locally grown radio WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan both say they'd back a continuing resolution to keep the government open and funded through April. Lawmakers are racing to avoid another government shutdown by November 17th. Both lawmakers were guests on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee yesterday. The U.S. House returns to work this week after electing new Speaker Mike Johnson. A state task force is looking at ways to use artificial intelligence to help Wisconsin workers and businesses. Officials with the State Workforce Development Agency and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation share their insights with the governor's AI task force today. Governor Evers says he wants the group to come up with recommendations for the short term and the long run. This is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 52-year-old man from Illinois sentenced to 90 months in prison for possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine in Wisconsin. Vincent Phillips was first arrested in February on charges related to this case and released on bond. He was arrested again in April in the Baraboo area after law enforcement bought meth and heroin from him undercover. Phillips has been in and out of prison for most of his adult life. Elliott's Little Library received more than 1,000 books during their book drive this year. Last week, Elliott Victory and his parents, Ryan and Katie, were able to expand to their fifth NICU hospital at Madison's SSM Health, St. Mary's. Elliott was born 15 weeks premature and spent a long time in NICU. He is now a healthy elementary student in Stevens Point. The Victories have made it their mission to help other families during long hospital stays with their Little Library book wagons. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Vikings 24-10 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay charged with 9 penalties, a loss of 99 yards, disrupting their offense. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was obviously tough to watch. You know, just way too many mistakes.
The Vikings improved to 4-4, a game behind the Lions. But Minnesota has likely lost quarterback Kirk Cousins due to a torn Achilles tendon. NBA, the Bucks struggled on defense, losing to the Hawks last night 127-110 in Milwaukee. Head coach Adrian Griffin on what the Bucks tried to do to stop the Hawks shooters and guard Trae Young.
We tried a little bit of everything. You know, he's a great player.
And the Badgers losing to Ohio State Saturday night 24-10 at Camp Randall. Quarterback Braden Locke asked if it was less disappointing losing to a team ranked third in the nation.
Thought it was an incredible atmosphere tonight, and you know everybody wanted to get it done, and it sucks that we didn't.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here are the trick-or-treating hours in communities throughout central Wisconsin on Tuesday, October 31st. In Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, and Buren, 5 to 7 p.m. In Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. In Pittsville, 4 to 7 p.m. In Vesper, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. There will also be games and a movie at the Community Center in Vesper. Here's wishing everyone a safe and fun Halloween.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 34 today, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight, snow likely, 24. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Got to get the wolf howl in there, Melissa. Mm-hmm. It's not the same without it. Thrilling start to the segment here for Melissa and I.
Nice.
We got some things going on we're going to get into as we celebrate Halloween and get you ready for Halloween tomorrow. We'll be going over our Halloween times to wrap up and our good stories of the day as we wrap up the show today. Be looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Halloween, speaking of candy, it is National Candy Corn Day. All three of you that love candy corn, rejoice.
Which includes Seth.
Yes, it does. It does. We need to include Seth.
And since he's not here today, we can make fun of him all we want.
A website just conducted a poll where they asked people if they love or hate various Halloween candies. And candy corn did not do the worst.
Really?
They only asked about the controversial ones, like not stuff like Reese's peanut butter cups and things like that.
Of course.
And here's the list from most hated to least hated.
Hmm.
So where do you want to start at number? Wow, we got a lot of these. Start at 19 or you want to go all the way to start at number one?
Well, let's start at the bottom. 19.
Right. Yeah, we'll kind of burn through some of these to keep things moving. Like 19, Brock's Mellow Cream Pumpkins.
I've never even heard of those.
Not sure what that is. How about Bitto Honey? Bitto Honey.
Hey, I like those.
Those things are, man. I don't. It's almost too much honey. I like honey. It's almost too much.
Yeah, but it's a nostalgia candy for me.
Okay. Definitely a nostalgia candy for me at number 17, Laffy Taffy. 26% of people don't like that.
I like me some Laffy Taffy.
I love Laffy Taffy. I don't know what those people are talking
That's
about.
That's the one kind of banana, fake banana flavor I like.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number 16, Double Bubble. Oh, that's bubble. Disappointing. I love Double Bubble.
Oh, it loses its flavor so quickly.
Very true. Number 15, Cadbury Cream Eggs.
Oh, I'm not surprised those are on that list. I'm just surprised they aren't further up on the list.
That one's a divisive one, it seems like.
Well, but the other flavors are better. They have, you know, caramel ones that are delicious. They have chocolate ones that are phenomenal. But the cream eggs? Bleh.
Yeah. Mentos at number 14. I don't think a Mentos is a candy, but I guess
it is.
It's
a mint.
I mean,
I don't know. It's chewy. Does that make it more of a candy?
I guess. Number 13, Smarties.
In the little roll. Yeah. I like those because you get a lot of them.
Yeah, I do like. I don't mind them. And they are kind of chalky, though. They are a little chalky.
Yeah, I suppose. But when you get it free from the bank, come on.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's not much better than free candy. To which we take a pause in the candy talk and send a big thank you to our friend Diane, who made us some cupcakes and cookies. There are still some left.
Thank you, Diane. That's good. You better save some for me.
I definitely am. I'm making sure. I actually I had to put them in a lock safe so that I would not eat them, but they are safe. They are very safe.
Safe from you.
Number 12, Nickel Nip wax bottles. Yeah, I had to be careful with that one.
Oh, yeah. Those are weird. So, where you bite off the top of the wax bottle and then you suck out the syrup and then you have wax to chew on?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I did it as a kid.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those candies where waxy. It's not about it has nothing to do with the flavor, the taste, anything like that. It's all about the action, being able to bite through and the liquid and, you know, all that. It's like,
but the liquid wasn't even all that great.
Well, do you remember
or much of it?
Those dip packet things? You know,
oh yeah, Fun Licks.
Yeah, I thought those tasted horrible, but they were fun because you got like four different things you could dip the stick into,
and they turn colors when you licked them.
Yeah. But I never thought they were tasted any good, but they were fun. They were fun. To play,
Fun dips.
Tootsie Rolls at number 11. How dare you?
Who hates Tootsie Rolls?
Who hurt you? Who hurt you that you would hurt Tootsie Rolls like this?
Tootsie Rolls are amazing.
That's not right. That's a... Lemonheads at number 10. 30% of people dislike them.
I'm not a huge fan of Lemonheads.
I'm with you on that one, yeah. Number 9, Almond Joy. Not my thing.
I like Almond Joy, but I like coconut. And there's a lot of people that don't like coconut.
Oh, there you go. Number 8, Jelly Beans. Wow. Jelly Beans, pretty high on the list.
So, yeah. There's definitely a love-hate relationship, I'd say, or some people love them, some people hate them.
Number 7, the third most popular candy in Wisconsin, hot tamales.
I think I found the name of those little cinnamon bites. I think they're called cinnamon imperials.
Ooh, really?
The little ones, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're so crunchy. Yeah, I like those.
That's the only ones I could find that look right. And that was the name, so I don't know.
Yeah, it probably is. It's better than I got. I got nothing. I don't know. I can't remember what those things were called.
They still sell them at Fleet Farm or Farm and Fleet.
Oh,
one
good.
Of the two.
God, if it's still sold, it's probably there. Yes, that's awesome. Candy corn comes in at number 6.
6?
Wow. It's kind of an upset.
Jeez. Somebody besides Seth likes it.
I didn't see that coming. No, that's pretty good. At number 5, Red Hots.
Oh, yeah, that's the other cinnamon candy, Red Hots, because those ones are littler, too, and chewy.
Yeah.
Not chewy, but crispy, like crunchy.
Oh, good way to put it. Yes. I don't think of it with a candy very often, but you're right. Yeah. It is crispy. It's got a you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Atomic Fireballs.
I remember those as a kid. I liked them somewhat, for a short period of time. But I think I always ended up spitting them out, though.
Because
they're giant. I'm not giant. When you're a kid, they're pretty giant. Red balls.
It does make
your mouth on fire.
Yes. At number 3, Dots.
Dots. You end up eating so much paper because the paper sticks to them.
Yes, you're so right about that. If you enjoy Dots, you also enjoy like a sliver of paper.
Chewing paper and getting it stuck in your teeth. Yes. But I liked them, you know, when we went to the Dells as a school trip because they were cheap and you get a lot.
That's just it for me when it comes to candy, Melissa. If you're asking me before the age of 10, was it cheap? That's all that mattered. Didn't matter the flavor, the taste.
Quantity, not quality.
Yes, exactly. What did I get more of? It's my whole thing when I tell you why I always got Twix when I was a kid or Kit Kats.
Because there's two of them.
I thought I was getting more. I was getting more of them. I thought I was conning the candy industry. getting more.
If we did that, then we just had to share. We didn't get the whole package.
That didn't happen very often. When it did, though, you felt like I remember still having candy to eat while my brother and sister were still, you know, finished demolished theirs and everything. Oh, it usually had to share. Usually did. Number 2, Jawbreakers. Not as popular as they used to be.
Well. Because they stay in your mouth so long. I had a giant one when I was a kid. Like, it was the size of bigger than a golf ball, smaller than a baseball, but it was somewhere between that size. It was too big for me to put the whole thing in my mouth as a kid. But, man, that lasted forever. I think I only actually ate, like, half of it, because you got to lick it.
Yeah.
And it'd make your tongue raw.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
It was like candy torture.
I had a Jawbreaker that I was going to see how long I could keep it, how long I could keep it going. And I got it in the Dells on a trip to the Dells with a class trip or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we came home that Friday, and I had it going until Sunday night. And Monday morning, I couldn't find it. And I was, I was destroyed. I was devastated. My science experiment was ruined. I found out years later, my mom threw that thing away. she saw that thing on the table and was like, yep, that's gone. She was looking for her opportunity and she chucked that thing. She's going to keep a candy around.
I hid mine in my nightstand. I think I had it for years.
Oh, wow.
Pretty sure I had it a really long time.
Well played. Well played. Number one on the list, Peeps. At 52%, yes. Over half of people dislike Peeps.
That is the one that should land on top.
I'm pretty good with that. Yeah, I'm pretty good with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that being the most hated.
And it seems like even people that do like Peeps, like a lot of the like of them is just to like something that other people don't. I'm not saying
and
everybody
the nostalgia,
that likes them.
The nostalgia of them. I mean, I used to like them and I liked them, but I only liked them when they were stale. Like, you got to open the package and let them sit for months. It takes a really long time to make a Peep stale.
I don't do this. Maybe I do, and I just don't. I'm not thinking it. Well, actually, I do it with a little bit with candy. I still love Blow Pops. Again, two for one. You got gum and the sucker. You got.
Yeah, I like Tootsie Pops better.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a lot of nostalgia tied to candies or snacks or anything. But I'll say, the past year, one of my go-to snacks is those windmill cookies. Those they got like an almond flavor to them.
Okay.
I don't eat anything with almonds. I'm not huge on almonds. I don't hate them, but I don't like them. But for some reason, those cookies, I cannot get enough of them. They're like a buck for 90 of them, and I cannot get enough of them. There's something about those almond windmill cookies that they're nostalgic to me, and I like them. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, to each their own. I won't judge you too harshly for that.
Vanilla today. Wafers. Today, yes, today. vanilla wafers are the other one that does that to me.
Yeah. I like the strawberry ones.
Oh, those are good. Those are good. Mm-hmm. That was my papa didn't snack at all and didn't have any like treats or anything except for vanilla wafers. That was the one thing he would chew. He would gnaw on and stuff at night. And
Grandma would have those in the cupboard for us. Unfortunately, they were usually stale.
They went stale quick.
They don't take long. And when you open the package, you pretty much just have to eat them all.
Yeah, that little plastic bag that you were supposed to like wrap like that
you could never reclose it. No, there's no way.
Well, it's like the cereal box thing. Like you open the cereal box has got that plastic bag. You're supposed to quote wrap it up and then close the box. Like that sealed anything. Like that kept anything airtight or anything like that. Taking a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle.
we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 34. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows around 24, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Trying to do some haunting voices.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's all right. Got Melissa James here with you right now. And we're going to keep the haunting conversation going. We're talking about haunted wine. Ooh.
Haunted wine.
Haunted spirits, if you will. Huh?
All right. See what I did there? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was bad.
Groan.
Yes. That was bad. I do want to remind everybody that we will be kicking off the 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open. We're looking forward to that segment that Melissa's got going for us. That's coming up in just a little bit. Stay tuned for that. 9 o'clock hour will also feature some entertainment news. Lost some people over the weekend. Want to touch on that a little bit. And plenty more coming up for you. Want to get into this, though, right now. Here we go. Let's talk about haunted spirits, Melissa. At that time, I actually did not mean to do it. I'm sorry. That was an accident. So there are plenty of reasons to exhume a corpse, like to recover the wine you've been aging there.
What?
Wait, what happened? You may have heard of wine brand 19 Crimes. They just revealed a stunt where they aged wine in a coffin.
Wow.
They say it's the first haunted wine. There aren't many details on how, when, or why they aged it, or with whom. They just say it was buried amongst the dead in Tower Hamlets Cemetery. They did let people taste it during a couple of special events this past weekend in the UK. They haven't said if they're going to offer it for sale or how you might be able to get it out of some of this or try it or whatever. But more importantly, would you mind drinking wine that was aged in a coffin that was quote-unquote haunted wine? Would you try this? Would you drink it? That is what they're asking people right now. So obviously a publicity stunt, but it's something that they're trying to gauge the market on as well. Like, hey, will people even try this? Would people even try it? Are they freaked out by it? Did we just offend a million people? That's what they're trying to figure out with this quote-unquote stunt.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like it was buried with a corpse. It was buried in a coffin.
There ain't no way. I will bet anybody anything they want right now, 715-424-2600. They did not bury this with a body. They put it in. No. They may have put it in a coffin and buried it, but there ain't no body in there. There's no human being on earth that's going to give them, rights to be able to do that. there's just no cemetery that would allow something like that. That's just not going to happen. I'm not saying that they didn't do this. I do believe that they buried it. I don't believe they buried it with a body. That's not going to happen.
It's sanitary because it's in a bottle.
You know, Melissa, I remember when we first moved to Rapids here, my family and I, my dad came home one day and he just wanted us to try this jerky. He's like, just Jimmy, try it. And I asked my brother and sister to try it and they wouldn't eat it. I took a big bite and I liked it. And I kept on taking more and more bites. And he tells me, Jimmy, that's venison. I'm like, oh, all right. I've never had venison. We're from the city. We never had venison before. And it was really good. He was worried that if I knew what it was before I tried it, I wouldn't like it or I wouldn't give it a chance. I pour you a bottle of wine, Melissa, a glass of wine.
Pour me a bottle of wine, please, James.
I give it to you, you drink it, you like it, then I tell you, it's haunted. I mean, yeah, well, you know,
it was buried in a coffin.
Yeah, you're not going to know. You could go through a whole bottle and not know whether it's haunted or not. I mean,
right. It's all about sensationalism and trying something new. And like, I did look this up. It was dug up in the presence of a priest to ensure that nothing sinister returned with the red liqueur. But according to exorcist and paranormal expert Ian Lawman, the wine is most likely cursed anyway.
Ooh. This is also the worst sequel idea ever to The Exorcist. Like, this is not going to sell well.
Haunted wine.
Haunted wine is not going to do it. It's not very scary. It's just a bottle that sits there. It's not very...
19 Crimes, like, their whole thing is having wine named after criminals.
Yeah.
That have you know, perpetrated, which is kind of cool. I mean, their label is neat. It's an old-timey looking mugshot. I think they went wrong when they started doing like Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart and like people who are alive.
Yeah.
I thought it was neater when it was old-time people. And now they're just, I don't know.
It seems a little, cuz I mean, isn't alcohol scary enough? Like, do we really need to, like, do anything like this to it? I mean, doesn't it kind of already got a bit of a scare to it? It freaks me out. It can freak out.
Well, and they're doing, like, glow-in-the-dark Halloween bottles. I don't know.
It feels like something where the first couple of ideas out the gate, not bad, pretty good, but everything else kind of lame.
Labels are neat. It feels
a little lame.
And now they're just trying too hard.
Yeah, way too hard. I don't know what the money they spent on this, but I'll say we are talking about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And we gotta talk about this one too a little bit later, Melissa. We'll get into this when we have more time. About something that you should be washing your hair with, or according to these experts, quote unquote experts.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Let's get into this one first. Bad grammar. Does bad grammar annoy you? For the first time, a study found it really does stress people out in a physical way. It can even activate your fight or flight response.
Really?
Researchers,
I'm not that bad.
Yeah, researchers in England found that when you know something is grammatically wrong, your body reacts by kicking into stress mode. They proved it by measuring people's heart rates. They didn't just look at how fast their heart was beating. They also looked at something called heart rate variability. When we're relaxed, our heart rate varies a little. Specifically, the time between beats goes up and down. It's perfectly natural and no big deal. But when something stresses us out, that goes away. Our heart beats faster, and the time between beats is more consistent. The study found bad grammar can cause that to happen, just like a perceived threat can. So grammar nuts go crazy. Grammar nuts aren't just, you know, whining about this.
It actually physically affects them.
And I don't get this with grammar, but I get this with my OCD that I have, and with things not being clean or not being like, it doesn't have to be spotless or anything, but messiness or chaos, it just wrinkles my brain. It's tough, it puts me
it
in
has
a,
an effect on you.
It really does. Now, I don't remember always being this way. I don't know if this is something that I've just noticed more as I've gotten older, or it's developed since I've gotten older, or what. I don't know, but it's not the same thing, but I can relate to something that you wouldn't think would cause a fight or flight, in you doing that. Because for me, it seems silly. I mean, I've handled all these violent, tense situations in my life. I should be perfectly fine walking into a messy room, but it does do that to me.
Put clutter on the floor. Can't handle it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird.
No, I get it though, and I'm that way with when I have to read things and it's bad grammar. Like I know it's terrible, but reading things on the internet, I don't correct anybody because I think that's rude and unnecessary. I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
maybe English isn't their first language, I will always give you a pass. If you have learned more than one language and English is one of them, kudos, man. Mm-hmm. All the props. Because I can't speak another language. Most Americans can't.
Yeah.
So I always give them props for that. But if English is your first language and you don't know the difference between there, and there, I'm gonna have a reaction to it. I won't vocalize it. you know, except for here on the radio to all our listeners.
Right.
I'm not going to call you out on the internet for it, though.
No.
But I probably won't go on a date with you.
See, now that I think that's a fair line. You're not making somebody feel bad and those kind of things. You're also not going to lie about it. Like, hey, we you and I have a chance. Like, I think that that's a fair line to walk. I don't see that as a big deal. to me, I think it's too. It's nice to know these things about yourself to kind of, you know. I don't think anybody wants to have these feelings necessarily, you know, wants to walk around with this anxiety in them, what have
but
you.
But being stuff, able so. To identify it and know it about yourself does give you a certain amount of power over it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that part is the most important part of this to me, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Acknowledging our triggers is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. We acknowledge triggers and much more around here. We've got a great 9 o'clock hour lined up for you. It'll kick off with the kitchens open. We're going to have some fun with that one. Great segment Melissa's got lined up for you. A little bit of entertainment news we will touch on as well. We may even have some tickets to give away.
Hey.
Be listening for that, everybody. That's coming up. We're going to be doing that. And we're also going to talk about the profession most likely to cheat at work. And... this item, should you be washing your hair with it?